Massachusetts is earmarking $2 million to test for lead in the drinking water in public school buildings across the state. Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Martin Suberg said his agency will use the money to help schools test and analyze the water from drinking fountains in the hallways, as well as taps in cafeteria kitchens.
We recognize that some schools may need help, and so this funding and this approach allows us to provide that help to them so they can investigate these issues.
The DEP, working along with the State Education Department, plans to distribute application forms for the program to school administrators within a week. Suberg said priority would be given to older school buildings.
More modern buildings, you're less likely to see lead problems, but older buildings with older plumbing connections, that's really the areas that we're making sure that we're spending time on.
The money for the program is coming from the Massachusetts Clean Water Trust. The funding should be enough to pay for water tests in 1,750 schools, according to the DEP.
We're fairly confident that we can make significant progress with this $2 million investment.
Concern about lead in drinking water has grown across the country as a result of the crisis in Flint, Michigan. Lead poisoning can cause serious problems in children, including brain damage.
That's why we're undertaking this initiative. We really want to make sure that we have a good system of making sure that we know how water quality is in all the public school buildings.
Governor Charlie Baker said in a statement, protecting the health of our children is a top priority. By proactively offering this critical assistance, we can ensure that all students and parents across the Commonwealth are in a safe environment where they can learn and grow. Joel Wool, an activist with Clean Water Action, praised the Baker administration for making the money available for schools to test water for lead.
We have to be really vigilant here. We have to test as soon as possible in these schools, but we have to be vigilant and make sure that we are getting safe drinking water for every child in every school and that we are willing to fund that. We're willing to make the replacement.
Boston Public School officials announced that recent testing had discovered high lead levels in the water in four school buildings. Springfield, where the average age of the public school buildings is 55 years, began testing the drinking water in some schools for lead and other contaminants last December, according to Azel Kavan, the school department's communications director.
They're really looking at a really thorough battery of tests, and to date, there have been no areas of concern found.
Lead was discovered in the water in two schools in Granby last February, according to a letter that was sent to parents by school officials. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.